I've been watching the Democratic National Convention. Politics is a mess right now. I don't even want to discuss it. Politics is just a mess right now. The Democratic National Convention seems to be going pretty well. But then again, I watched the Republican National Convention, and I thought, you know, it went pretty well too. I think, you know, the two parties disagree. They demonize each other. You know, just they say, well, we can't have this person in and compare him to Hitler and evil, and this is the biggest election in the history of elections. The future of our country depends on this, and blah, 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 blah. You know, that's what the left is using to attack, and then they parade out Keenan from Saturday Night Live came out, and they bring out that big Project 2025 book, and how they are completely attaching Donald Trump to the Project 2025. I'm not sure that's accurate, but I'm sure they're smarter than me. And I'm hoping they are smarter than me, and they know, but I know they're smarter than me, have more information, more smarter. And I hope that they know, well, I think I know they know what they're doing. I hope they're not deceiving us by making this such a big deal. Because this project, you know how much publicity Project 2025 is getting from the left? I don't even think the right is talking about it. You can't turn on the TV and talk about the election without them talking about Project 2025. I guess when Tarji Nelson brought it up at some award show, that's when it started. Now everything is Project 2025. This is what they're gonna do. On page so-and-so, this is what they're gonna do. On page so-and-so, you know, they're gonna get rid of this. Page so-and-so, they're gonna get rid of that. This is Donald Trump's agenda. I think he denied it. I think he said no. Then I guess there was another clip, you know, somebody had where the guy said, yeah, Donald's in on this. But my whole thing is, these kind of manifestos have been existing for years. Why attach it to him now? You know, why? I'm sure there's one on the Democratic side, Libertarian side. There's probably some kind of foundation out there, you know, that has this out, has an agenda, has their agenda clearly laid out. But I guess you may say because of the, I don't know, if the Heritage Foundation is associated with it, or the number of big name donors is associated with it. The people that I think with the left, I'm not sure who's really actually associated with this group or this organization. But the left wants you to think that's the Republican agenda. And the funny thing about it, if you ask me, and the funny thing about it, if you ask me, is they put out some of that stuff like it's the worst thing in the world. I mean, we definitely need, that may be the radical change that the left is asking for. That might be the radical change. Well, of course, oh, but you can't say that because women's rights is just so freaking important. Women's rights, the right to abortion, not even women's rights, abortion. It's not even women's rights. It's abortion. Women got rights to do whatever they want. Reproductive rights. That ain't reproductive. That's different. That's abortion is termination. After, now, it's a gray area, or it does get tricky, or you got to nuance it when you talk about incest and rape and certain things like that. And I'm not saying, you know, get rid of abortion, or I'm not saying getting rid of abortion is not a bad thing. I'm not quite saying that. But for abortion to be used as birth control, I don't agree with that. And I'm pretty sure everybody on the left is going to say, no, that's not what it's for. That's not, you know, it's not used in those cases. Then what is it used for? If it's not used in those cases, what is it used for? It's probably used for mistakes or something I'm not aware of, which I'm completely happy about. What is this dude doing? Can you see? Let me see what this dude's doing. I need to clean my... I need to clean my screen. Are these noon chunks? Can you see them? I don't want to be too obvious. Maybe he's just exercising. But anyway, so it comes down to agenda of both parties. Whatever party wants what, they want their agenda. They think their agenda is right. They think the other agenda is evil and is going to bankrupt the country, send the country down the moral depths of hell. And that's because they see things differently. And that's okay. But to demonize the other side. In Barack Obama's speech, I believe, I listened to his speech, I believe he went over and above the office of the presidency. What he really asked for, what I heard, was that we get along with the other side, that we listen to the other side, that we can't be, he was saying that the Democrats or their side can't be all-inclusive if they're not hearing what the Republicans are saying. At least listen to them, try to reach out, find a common ground. He was asking for an understanding that is way deeper than politics and this presidential election. And I kind of noticed it because during his speech, which was brilliant, him and Michelle, just brilliant, brilliant orators. In fact, Barack Obama may be the best speech giver ever. Barack Obama may be the best speech giver, orator there ever was. And I didn't know Michelle was that damn good. She came out, whoever wrote that stuff, brilliant. Because when she came out, her energy and her intention and direction kind of set Barack up to come out and just lay a more detailed, less rah-rah speech. And of course, I don't think that the public was going to hear what he was really trying to say. He was trying to say we got to be more open, more inclusive, even of the Democrats. And they both were saying, don't demonize them. Don't go low, basically. If they go low, you go high. Don't engage in that kind of rhetoric of they're evil and they're bad and the name calling and all that. So his Barack speech was just above everything. It was deeper. He asked for more, deeper understanding of humankind, just a better way we should operate. And to the point that where every now and then he had to go back and say something about Kamala to remind us of all and to him of what this was all about. Because he was talking, see hear that car, what I'm talking about? What is all that? They need to outlaw that. And they need to outlaw gas leaf blowers. So I might be a Republican. I might be a conservative. But conservatives are always talking about, smaller government. And that's all the Project 2025 is, to reduce the size of government. Get rid of this department, get rid of that department. And I'm sure that they have measures in there to replace those departments. Blah, 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 blah. So it doesn't bother me that they want to get rid of the Department of Education, because maybe they have a valid argument of why the Department of Education isn't functioning correctly. Why would they just want to get rid of it? And why, maybe there's a reason they want to get rid of government workers, because in my experience, too many government workers have been there too long, too complacent, and they don't do their job. I can see privatizing it, maybe with some regulation on privatization, to where it would improve the government workforce for people just ain't going there every day for 30 years and doing nothing, knowing they can't be fired. So I might have to look into Project 2025. I know they make it out to be scary. I mean, and for them to actually have a skit every day, the Project 2025 is like their one of their main political campaign slogans. And they just immediately tied to Donald Trump. And with the news and information that trickles down to us that we eventually get, we don't know. We don't know if he's tied to it or not. We just know it was presented to us by our team, whatever team we're on. And Barack, or should I say President Obama, he engaged in a little bit of, political jabbing and, but he did it in a manner that where it wasn't overdone. It was in fun. It was in jest. He was the greatest orator. He may be the greatest orator, definitely in my lifetime. But, he did it at not a professional level, but a, what's the love? Mannerly, not mannerly, but appropriate. He did it at an appropriate level. And then he asked to say, we all got to, understand this side. We got to listen to him. We got to do stuff to bring him in. Not just demonize them, tell them they're wrong and they don't know what they're talking about. And also, what I noticed, I'm not sure who else did, but during Michelle's speech, which was also very, very, very good. Michelle's speech was also very, very, very good. With her long ponytail, whatever that was. I don't think that's her real hair. So she had that made. It was going out the back of her head, looking like an alien. But I know I ain't allowed to talk about Michelle like that. Anyway, but to me, I heard her three or four times, maybe, warn there's going to be some bad stuff that's going to come out about Kamala. She's like warning us. She said, look, the other side is going to start telling. She actually said lies a couple times or misinformation or whatever. She said they're going to engage in throwing dirt. But see, dirt means that there's something probably actually there. I think she was almost insinuating that it was more made up stuff and lies about Kamala. She was like, get ready for it. It's going to come. And I think she said that two or three times. She said, when it does, we don't want to stoop down to the low. I think she even said, don't believe everything. I think she said, don't believe everything you hear that's going to come in. And I do believe she said, we got to stick together when it does. We can't become divided. It's like they know some shit is going to come out. I even tried to Google to see if there was any articles that said that. And I didn't find any. And in the family chat, my sister said she didn't hear that. But that don't surprise me because me and my sister see things two totally different ways. Me and my sister so far apart, we just handle things differently. Just our whole demeanor, everything is just completely, to the point that where ain't no sense in us even getting a business or anything together. That's just because we just operate two totally different ways. It would just be a disaster if we were to try to get a business together. But we do come together under my mother because I let her run everything, I let her run everything. She's the authority, and I just defer. If it came down to a democracy, it would be a problem because we just look at things two totally different ways, drastically. But anyway. She said she didn't see it either. Again, that didn't surprise me. But we'll go from there. I missed Tim Walz, and Nancy Pelosi last night. Because I got home late. Because I worked in the office and had to drive home, so started the party late. But let me see, when I gotta figure out when I'm supposed to turn around. I'm just gonna walk here. If I get there, that might be. Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, I ain't gonna worry about it. I give myself enough time anyway. But so that's where I stand. And you notice it's not even about policy anymore. It's not even about policy or what they want to do or how they're going to do it. That's like not even discussed. The only thing that's discussed is we don't want them. How are you going to do these things? How are you going to do that? Where's this money going to come from? You know, you want to give all this billions of dollars, this and that and this and that. Where's that money going to come from? And I was saying that to my mother, and my mother said, from taxes. I was like, well, where's that money going to come from? Of course, the left is going to say, have the rich people pay more taxes. And, you know, so that was my first, you know, reaction to what she said. And then I thought about it again. It's also that they want to redirect that tax money. That tax money is there. But they want to, maybe the left wants to redirect it to certain handouts. Make them handouts and programs, you know, to help the disenfranchised and left behind. And one thing I heard yesterday was like, if any of us are left behind, we're all left behind. I do not believe that. It's like you got all these programs and stuff focused on the disenfranchised, left behind, the poor, and all this. I'm like, well, what about the people who, I don't know if you can see that. Can you see that? I'm like, what about the people who are making it successful? The doctors, the lawyers, the people who are doing work at the high end, quote unquote high end, the people who are successful. Don't we want to develop superhumans, super intelligence? Shouldn't they get a break too? Or shouldn't we even be concentrating on them? And maybe the left behind need to get left behind? I mean, to a certain point, because eventually they're going to rise up and kill us all. You know, they get so disenfranchised and get pushed to such a limit that they're just going to rise up, kill all of us. We got to watch that, you know, obviously. But to have the majority of your agenda and platform be focused on poor and disenfranchised and helping those who can, and people who are discriminated against, and gay people and women, and equal means equal and all that stuff. I'm like, all right already. I think it's enough out there to where, you know, if you want to make it, you can make it. Keep giving and giving and giving. Gives them a crutch and they start depending on it. Didn't y'all learn that in welfare? Didn't y'all learn that from the welfare program? You created a whole generation, a whole culture or strain of human beings who are totally dependent on that handout. We have evolved to creatures who can't assimilate or probably can't even learn. Don't have the capacity to function independently on their own without that handout. Generation after generation. So I'm definitely conservative. I'm definitely fiscally conservative. And more, I'm probably socially conservative. In fact, I should probably Google it and find out. Yeah, so I was just doing the math in my head. I should get back at 10:44, which is good. I should get back at 10:44. if I did the math correctly. Which is good. Which just gives me a little bit of extra time. Whatever extra means. Because I got extra on extra. I got extra to begin with. Now I have a little bit of extra on top of that extra. So that's where we're at. That's where I'm at. As far as my weight and politics. Because all you hear on the Democratic side is give money to these people, help these people out, save these people. If Donald Trump is elected, we're all doomed. He's going to subvert the election process and the whole democracy. He said it. He wants to be a dictator. He's going to do this. He's going to do that. Well, what are you going to do? Not what they're not going to do. I mean, not what you're not going to do. No, not what they're going to do. What are you going to do? What's the policy? What's the agenda? What's the substance? Well, I guess the substance is they not us. I guess that's the whole point. The fundamental disagreement between the parties is the reason to vote. How they gonna accomplish their goal is not important. What's important is you don't want them to be in charge, because if they do, we're all gonna burn in hell. Both sides say that. Anyway, swinging on y'all. Oh, wait a minute. Let me do this. Swing on y'all 2 times. For me, for funk. And for every elementary particle that's ever existed in the atom in this or in the universe that ever was, is, or will be. Totality of it all. Theory of universe. Hypothesis of all as one. My name is Jeffrey.